This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Birds seed delivered. I fell in love with Gooseberry Falls in Minnesota over 40 years ago when I was a kid and went up north to go smelting, back when you could stick a net in the water and fill a 5-gallon pail, but I digress. Today is about planting gooseberries and currants. Amid the world of sweet berries, these two tarts are worth a go. Gooseberries and currants are closely related, make great jellies, and the gooseberries are reportedly great in pie. You can also cook them down for a chutney or glaze to add to meats. These two fruits are highly tolerant of less than perfect sights. Although full sun will result in the healthiest, most productive planting, the shrubs can perform quite well on as little as half-day sun. Because named cultivars have root systems that are fibrous and shallow, they do need supplemental water in drought. Don't plant in the shade of a tree, they'll compete for water and sun. These two berries require a different planting strategy. You plant these at least an inch deeper than how they came from the nursery. I have a link from GardenBite.com to more information about planting practices, harvesting, and care from the University of Minnesota. Speaking of them, one of the best currant cultivars was developed at the U of M in 1933. It's called Red Lake. The shrub is vigorous and upright, producing long clusters of large, bright red berries. Colossal is a large-berried gooseberry with fruit that's an inch and a half wide and a deep red when mature. I have recipes on my website, too. From farm to feeder, bird seed direct to your door. FeedTheBirds.com skips the middleman. Blended fresh daily, FeedTheBirds.com has just the blends to bring your backyard to life. Whether you're a first-time bird feeder or a pro, go to FeedTheBirds.com to find the perfect blend. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.